welcome to the Innovative Teaching Podcast, where I try to get you thinking outside of the box when it comes to teaching and learning. I don't know about your campus or where you're at, but at South Mountain Community College, this was a very, very busy week. Our faculty returned full-time to campus, so they're keeping the Center for Teaching and Learning very busy and on our toes. Now, as part of our instruction in coming back, a lot of our faculty are having to deliver online courses in a live online format. And what that means is they're doing live teaching sessions online every week at the same time for their students. Well, we know faculty are not real experienced in this area because this is fairly new. So we set up practice sessions, and I sat in on three of those sessions this week. I just act as a student, and they just kind of a walk through a practice presentation, lesson, whatever it is that they want to work on and get feedback on. Well, three faculty, so they come from the science and math. They all three needed to be able to write out formulas, equations, you know, information where they need to be able to draw live as students are watching. In the classroom, you have a whiteboard, you might have overhead, you might have an old-fashioned chalkboard. So those are tools you have in the classroom, but online it could be a little bit more challenging. Now, we do use the WebEx kind of suite of tools. So we got WebEx training, WebEx teams, WebEx meetings. And you typically have a whiteboard. So if any of you are using Zoom or other live conference, web conferencing software, you know there's typically a whiteboard. Many of my faculty found that that whiteboard does not meet the needs of what they're trying to do. So they had to go exploring. So I'm going to share with you five ways that our faculty are actually making this happen. Of course, the first one is the whiteboard feature within our WebEx conferencing tools. That one's kind of an easy one, but like I said, it doesn't meet the needs of all faculty. So the second way that you could potentially do this, Mary Ann Smith is one of our math instructors, and she is mirroring her iPad onto her computer, and then she's able to show it through the WebEx tools. So when she does a share out in the web conferencing software, she just selects the iPad that's being mirrored, and then whatever application she has on her iPad, she can use. So that's another way. I think she was writing within PowerPoint. I know I use Nobility a lot. Other faculty use Explain Everything. So those are applications on the iPad where the Apple Pencil is just, I think it's beautiful when it comes to writing. I love it. Okay, another faculty, so Rachmini Katamudi, she was doing biology, and I learned a little bit about microbiology. It's not my field of study, so it was kind of interesting, but also I felt dumb. You know how it is when you're learning something brand new outside of your area. But she was using a stylus with her touch monitor. Now, I'm not sure what type of touch screen she had or touch monitor, but she said it is just wonderful. She absolutely loves it. So as she was going through her PowerPoint presentation, she was actually able to write over top of it just using her stylus and touchscreen. So that's a third way that you could write out equations and formulas. Another option, so Dolores Orbieta, she was using Microsoft OneNote. Once again, this is all happening through our WebEx platform. But she had set up a Microsoft OneNote notebook, shared it with the students. And the thing that I loved about this feature, she teaches math, so she's constantly doing math problems. As she's demonstrating them live, they're all automatically being recorded into the Microsoft OneNote notebook. I know we'll have students that have to, like the campus will have to pay a student to take notes for some students that have certain disabilities or have requested that as a resource. Well, this way, the instructor, as she's teaching, is already recording and taking notes into that notebook. So I just thought that was excellent. I know there's options to record audio too. She wasn't doing that in the practice session. We discussed it, and it's definitely a feature that if someone needs it, you could pull it in. The other thing with WebEx, depending upon your setup, there is the option to close caption. So along with recording the notes, you could print off the transcript of the closed captioning throughout the lesson, and then you could put the two together for students. You wouldn't be able to sync them together, but they would have both pieces to look at that. And finally, the fifth way, Bradley Bush is also a math instructor of ours. He's been doing a lot of instructional videos, YouTube videos, for math since he's been at South Mountain. I'm not sure what year he's in. He's been there for a while. So he's pretty experienced in this environment. And during the summer, he did a lot with WebEx Teams. So we're all learning from him as far as how he organized and coordinated that with students. But he uses a Surface Pro. So it's a little bit similar with the touchscreen and, you know, the stylus, but it's another platform where if you're not an Apple user, you know, and you've got a Surface Pro, then that's another good option that you can actually use that and write and draw out during instruction when you're doing live instruction. So those are ideas. I hope that helps you out. If you want to know more information, feel free to reach out to me and I can connect you with our faculty. I'm hoping, I haven't talked to them yet, so if you guys are listening, I hope you guys will be able to feature and share how you do this with our faculty. We'll be starting up our wine sessions next week. These are evening sessions where we just kind of hang out and share ideas, resources, answer questions, help each other out, and just relax and have fun. We'll share everything from movies, recipes, just anything that's of interest and of topic at the time. Now, following up, I mentioned the practice sessions for WebEx. If you are interested in doing a live online practice sessions, you can go into your calendar within Canvas. And after you have joined the SMC Engaging Practices for Live Online Canvas course, you can go into that calendar and reserve one of the appointments that I have set up. We have appointments right now scheduled for, I think it's Monday through Thursday, or maybe Tuesday through Thursday. I'm not sure. But check the calendar. I'm going to be adding some on for the end of the week. Actually, I think I put it Monday through Wednesday. I need to add it on for Thursday and Friday. I was waiting to see what our schedules are. But you can do some live online practicing with us. You can do it more than once. If you just want to learn the tool, you don't actually have to do instruction at all as far as your content area. You can do something fun like, you know, show us how to fix something in the house, how to bake bread, whatever it is that you want to share so you can get practice with the tools. Make it fun. Why not, right? But the URL for that course, if you have not went in and self-enrolled in the course yet, is learn.maricopa.edu/enroll/, now these are capital letters, GMLTE4, the number 4. So if you type in that URL, that'll automatically take you into the Canvas course so you can self-enroll. We'll get you in, get you started. There's a lot of useful information in there as far as teaching live online and plus training on the WebEx tools to get you up and started. Finally, we are fortunate enough to have Travis May join us in our CTL. He's been working behind the scenes and not so much behind the scenes in the CTL over the last couple years. So he's already put his touch on the CTL, but now he's getting paid. So he's not donating his time anymore. We are fortunate enough to have Travis in the CTL part-time, of course, just for a few hours to help out at the beginning of the semester. And he's going to be focusing on the WebEx tools because we've got a lot of demand and a lot of faculty wanting support and help. And I know once our students start in on those live online sessions, we'll probably even get busier. So he is here to lend us a hand. He can also help out with video audio. So if you're not quite sure why your video is not working or audio is not working for your WebEx sessions, he can potentially help you troubleshoot. All right, that is it for the podcast. I have a lot more information coming to you this week, but it's information that needs links or files. So I'm going to put that into our newsletters and get that information out to you. So look for those starting on Monday and Tuesday. I hope you're having a great weekend. I know our students will be impressed with the work that you're doing. Hang in there. I know for many of you, some of these tools are brand new and you're doing excellent. Just you're not afraid. You're just getting in there and figuring it out. And you know, that's the way to go about it. And we'll just learn from each other as we go. All right. Enjoy the rest of your weekend if you're listening to this on Sunday. If not, we will see you in the week. And look for another podcast next weekend. We've got a lot to share, so I plan to get another podcast out. All right, bye.